We are back on the Campus Chronicle. We're here with back. Ben, and what we have Cordella this time.
Yep. Joining us now in the new Campus Chronicle staff.
Cordella, you want to tell us a little bit about you?
I'm an English major, so nice. Love writing stuff.
And where are you from? That's
cool. I'm originally from Arizona, but I'm now living in Altoona.
What part of Arizona?
Payson.
How far is that from Tucson? Or isn't that where Arizona is, University of Arizona? Tucson or whatever?
It was near, like, an hour or two away from Phoenix.
Oh, okay, and, like, yeah, stuff. Yeah.
What brought you to Iowa and EMAC?
Yeah, what brought you here?
Well, Payson's a ridiculously small town, so my dad moved us up here so he'd have a little less of a commute. And then community college, it's in English. I want to be an author, so I don't need a big school for this.
Who's your favorite author?
Holly Jackson.
Never heard of her, but what are some of her books that she written? And
she does these like crime novels. Super fun, entertaining.
Yeah.
My favorite might be Five Survive, where there's like stuck in a camper van being hunted. It has a good ending. Nice. It is a very entertaining story.
Do you like mystery books and stuff like that? Because I don't read a lot, but like when I did read, I liked like mystery stuff because like I'm a big mystery guy. I like movies where like the criminal, like they don't tell you who it is, but they like you have to like figure it out. Like they pretend they're good and that stuff. That's the stuff I kind of like. I like all that stuff. That's pretty fun for me. So yeah,
I like the Find My Own Adventure books. You know those?
Yeah,
like, you gotta read them.
Do you like who's the person that writes Jeff Kinney? You like him, the Diary of a Wimpy Kid author?
I haven't heard of that.
Nah, that's pretty good.
That's the Diary of a Wimpy Kid author.
Yep,
I've never heard of him.
You didn't know that?
Nah, I've never heard of him.
I'm trying to think of some other ones. There's some I don't know any other ones. To be honest with you, I haven't read in a long time. So yeah, but yeah, that's a cool story. It is, you know. You don't see a lot of people that want to be authors these days. So I think it's very interesting that, you know, you want to be an author and that you moved here from Arizona, which is all the way on the other side of the U.S. So,
did you just write a story for the Chronicle about an author?
Yes, I wrote an article on Jess Walter.
Oh yeah, yep. He came here. Yep. He.
She.
Oh, I was right. Okay.
Yeah.
He came here again. I think wasn't he on this podcast? I'm pretty sure.
Nah.
I think he was here at DMAC somehow, like
somewhere.
Somewhere
probably
on DMAC.
Probably in Building 5 if I had to guess.
Yeah, probably. Probably talking to kids about stuff he does, but this Saturday we got the Adam Sandler Comedy Tour at the Casey Center.
I heard Ben's actually going to that one.
I am going. I'm very, very excited. I'm a very big fan of his. That's 7:30. The gates open at 6. It's called You're My Best Friend. And my favorite movies of his are Gotta Start, Happy Gilmore, classic, Waterboy, Billy Madison, Big Daddy, Grown Ups and Grown Ups 2. So, yeah, those are my favorites. The ones now are like, you know, they're
all right.
They are.
Happy Gilmore too, you know, just too many cameos.
Yeah,
really,
the plot didn't really make any sense. Like, you just throw in like all these random golfers and like, you know, it. But like prime Adam Sandler was like late 90s, early 2000s. Like those movies, like I just mentioned, like Waterboy, Billy Madison,
Happy Gilmore. Happy Gilmore 1.
Happy Gilmore 1, Mr. Deeds.
I like The Longest Yard.
Oh, yeah, that's
cool.
That's
one of my favorites.
Yeah, Longest Yard is pretty good. And
Do you have any favorites, Cordella?
Pixels, actually.
I've not seen that, but I know that, like, I know what it's about. And, like, you know, like.
Very good movie. Definitely recommend watching it.
Who's your favorite friend of Adam Sandler's that he has in his movies? Mine's Rob
Snyder.
I couldn't
even tell you.
There's like Rob Snyder, Kevin James, David Spade, Chris Rock.
Chris Rock's my favorite.
Mine's probably Spade or Rob Snyder. I mean, they're really funny and like they just, I don't know. I like them a lot. And Grown Ups too. Like that's Grown Ups and Grown Ups 2 are like the movies where like they're all together and like they're all just like they're adults, but they act like they're kids, and that's why, you know, it's a funny movie and it's pretty funny. But Northwest, man, we got Atumwa tonight.
Well, I gotta look up who Rose the Boat plays.
7:30 tonight at 7 o'clock at the Den against Atumwa, and yeah, we're hopefully we win by a lot, and you know, we're getting bigger and stronger every week. And you know, that's what I love about this Northwest team, is that, you know, we play together. You know, we play with our brothers, and they have fun every week. You know, when they have fun doing it, they enjoy it, and they break a lot of records. And I'm so excited that, you know, we're 5-0 and we're undefeated. We're the number one team, and I'm really happy.
Are they going to win the chip this year?
Hopefully. I mean, I really do hope. I mean, we got Ottumwa tonight. We got Southeast Polk, Waukee, and then Norwalk. So hopefully that we can finish the season undefeated. But I really do believe that we have the talent, and we have the personnel to make it to the state. And so it's gonna be a long road, but I think my Wolves can I think we can get there. It's gonna be hard, but I think we can do it for sure. So who do the
Des Moines Hoover Roosevelt, yep, Husky,
yep,
Rough Riders play, yep, at Sioux City East tonight.
Ooh.
7 o'clock.
Hopefully.
Are they good?
I don't know anything about. Is that the Wolverines,
no,
or is that?
I have no idea. I've never seen them before.
Man, but those Sioux City teams, they play. No, we used to, so Northwest actually used to play Sioux City teams. They play as tough.
Sioux City East Black Raiders.
Okay, yeah, I think we played them in 2021, and we obviously, you know, we won. You know, Northwest is not going to lose to a school like that. You know, big. Nah, we haven't. But yeah. I mean, I went. All the Des Moines schools to do well.
Oh, it's their homecoming. Sioux City East homecoming.
Ooh.
Roosevelt, you better.
You can't win. Lose on homecoming.
You gotta win, Roosevelt.
Like, you, no offense to schools that have like their homecoming, but like, you cannot lose on homecoming. Like, everybody's there. Like, your alumni are coming back. Like, I was at the homecoming game against, why am I blanking on the team we played? We played East. And
that was a blowout.
Oh, it was over after the first quarter. Like, it was not even close. But, like, if you lose on homecoming, that just, like, you put such a, like, your fans, like, are so disappointed in you after the game. Like, if my team loses on homecoming, like, I wouldn't know what to think of my team. Like, I'd just be like, what are we doing here? Like, we're really going to lose on homecoming when the whole entire town is there. The whole entire people that love this team go to that game, and you lose. Like, you let so many people down, and like, you got to win homecoming. It's the one thing you got to do in high school football. You got to win a homecoming. That's the one thing you got to do. So.
And Roosevelt won their homecoming against the
little. Hey, there we go. There we go.
Little Roosevelt. Cyclones, man. What's a little cyclone?
Yeah,
what is a little cyclone?
They're 0-5 right now, bro. So bad, bro.
But Sioux City East is 4-1 right now. Their only loss.
Who
is
they played? Who
Ankeny.
Ooh, Northwest. We beat Ankeny very close.
They played Sioux City West, Bishop Heelan,
who?
Norwalk,
who?
And Sioux City North. Do they got all who? The directions? They got Sioux City North, East, West.
Bro, we played Norwalk. We played Northwest, plays Norwalk the last game of the year, and they got a few good players. They got Eli Robbins and Luke Brewer, the tight end. So, yeah, Northwest Wolves, go Wolves, baby. I'm hoping we can win the chip this year, and got a great team. So, yeah.
How about those Cubs?
Oh, man. How about them Cubbies, man? How about them Cubs? Beating the Padres. I think we won 3-1. I did not watch the game. I'm a diehard fan, but I did not watch the game. And saw we won. And we get a face off up against our rivals, Milwaukee Brewers.
Number one seed.
Hopefully we can take them down. You know, Milwaukee Brewers won our division, but the winning division doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything if you can't win the playoffs. So the Brewers won a division. That's cool. But we're about to show them why we're the better team. We're about to show them why we're here and why we're the NLDS. And I believe the game is tomorrow at 1 o'clock. I will be watching. Hopefully my Cubs can get a W, and hopefully we can get to the World Series. I really do. I think we had the pieces, and so yeah, how about those Cubs?
I'm not gonna lie, I had the Padres ahead of them. I'm not gonna lie,
did
I had
you
the
really?
Padres beating them,
Come
and
on,
I had the Padres
man.
Beating the Brewers.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Dang, bro.
I'm not gonna lie,
bro was taking the upsets.
But
you
like
can't.
the real conference like finals for the National League is the Dodgers and the Phillies.
Ooh,
that's the real to go to the World Series. That's the real.
I will probably be watching some of that too, and I want to see former Cubs do well. Like Kyle Schwarber, I miss him. Will ever forever be a Cub, and you know, I want any former Cub to do well, regardless of what. Exception being on the Brewers. If they're on the Brewers, then I don't want them to do well. Same with like the Bears. If they play for the Packers, I do not want them to do well. But any other team, maybe the Astros too.
That little allegation they had.
We have Kyle Tucker though, but I don't know. I don't know.
I think it's going to be the Phillies, the Dodgers, or the Yankees that win the World Series.
So I think my World Series prediction is I'll give you two. I'll give Dodgers, Yankees rematch of last year. And I firmly believe that the Dodgers will repeat. I mean, they're just too good, man. I mean, Shohei Ohtani.
He made his own 50-50 club again.
I mean, he's 50 home runs, 50 strikeouts. He's on a level. Like, Aaron Judge, he's good, but, like, he's nowhere near Shohei Ohtani. Like, Shohei Ohtani is just so good. He's so good at being a two-way player, and we've never seen anything.
Kyle Riley, though.
Yeah, he should win MVP. I really think so. I mean,
60 home runs as a catcher.
Yeah, you don't see that. I mean, when was the last time a catcher hit 60 home runs in a season? There hasn't been. I mean, and he's doing things that nobody else is doing, and breaking records, and it's too bad.
What's your other World Series prediction?
Oh, yeah. So I have Yankee. Who's the AL? Who's in the ALDS right now?
Tigers, Detroit.
Who's number one seed?
The Blue Jays.
Blue Jays are number one?
Yeah.
What?
Blue Jays versus Yankees.
Are you serious? That's what it is. Yeah. They won the division?
Yeah.
Oh my
God. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., man.
Blue Jays. Okay. I'm still going to take the Yankees. I think that, you know, we've seen the Yankees in the previous years go to the ALCS and then they just lose to, fortunately, the Astros, the Houston Astros. I have the Yankees and the Phillies, and I think that the Phillies need to get over the hump and win the World Series. They haven't done it in a while. They played against the, again, I want to say their team one more time. They played against the Astros in 2022. They did not win. And I wanted the Phillies to win. And, I want the National League to do well. And I wish Kyle Schwarber the best. Bryce Harper is a great player.
Needs to get one, man.
He needs to go off
all
in the postseason.
All the great players need to get just one ring.
I know. Kyle Schwarber has a ring.
Yeah.
They go with the Cubs. Uh-huh. I think people forget that, but I remember. And you got to get Aaron Judge. Got to get him a ring. He's, 30, I think he's 32. You got to get him a ring, man. And if you're the Yankees, got to make at least get one. If you, you know, last
you
got to
get Aaron Judge one.
Come on, I mean, he's the best player in the AL. Like you got to do. So do you think that the MLB should do what the NFL does? Just have one overall MVP? Like, do you think that that's what they should do? Or like the NBA just have one overall MVP? Because like the NFL has an offensive rookie of the year, and then they should just have one overall MVP. It doesn't matter if it's offense or defense. Do you think that the MLB
I think it's just really hard to decide like an MVP,
but like
in general,
like there should just be one like AL and NL. There should just be one overall. Like,
I think there should. I think what they're doing right now is good. AL and NL.
I mean, I like it in some ways, but I mean, let's be honest. Shohei Ohtani's been better than Judge. I love Aaron Judge. Don't
like
get
he's
me wrong.
He's leads ahead of everybody.
Yeah. I mean, he's just things he's doing we haven't seen in a while. But I think there should be an overall MVP in the MLB. No offense to what they're doing, I think it's working, but. Just like with the NFL, like having an NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year and a Defensive Player of the Year, like I think they should do that. But
Cordella, do you know any baseball at all?
Yeah.
No, I know tennis. That's
tennis.
It.
Who's your favorite tennis player?
Played tennis. I don't follow sports.
I got you. Okay. I got you. But you just got to know like Osaka. Serena and like Venus Williams.
Yeah,
obviously.
Naomi Osaka's a great player, man.
Coco Gauff. Isn't she the one that beat Serena? And she was like, wasn't she that 19-year-old?
Yeah.
I think
she was younger than that, actually.
No, I'm pretty sure she was 19. I think it was like 2019.
Something like that.
I was on the news like Serena lost with 19.
Yeah, Coco Gauff.
What is going on, bro? Like that could low key be her kid, bro. Like not even kidding. Like imagine playing against somebody that could be your kid, bro. That would just be kind of weird to be honest with you, bro. I don't know what to think. It's like, hey kid, how old are you? Hey, I'm 19. Like you could be my kid. Like dang, bro. Like yeah.
But in the men's, it's like Carlos Alcaraz and Yannick
Federer.
Sinner. Yeah, they're getting old though. They're getting washed.
Who's the other guy? There's Federer and there's another dude.
Federer. There's Djokovic.
Yeah. I think of Jokic when I think of him.
They're like the same thing when they come to my mind, honestly.
Pretty much. And how about NBA coming back yesterday, man? That was.
Hold on, we need to get her World Series prediction out of these teams right here. Who would you pick?
Let's hear it.
The seeds are like the numbers right there. Like that's how high they are in the rankings.
Okay, Yankees.
There we go.
Okay, we like that. I got the Yankees or the Phillies. That's what I got.
You didn't give her an N on one. She got to pick an N.
Oh yeah, okay. So the top right there. That's what you picked, and then these four teams are the NL. Who would you pick out of there?
I don't know. Phillies, I guess.
She's
going to save him predictions.
She got ball knowledge.
Let's
man.
Go. Maybe she's going to take my place. Ball knowledge. We don't know, man. But how about NBA, man?
That's NBA coming back tonight, man. The Lakers. Yeah. Lakers play tonight.
Do they actually? Who they play against?
They play against the Suns.
Ooh, Kate. Oh, I forgot. KD's not on there anymore.
Uh-uh.
He's on the Rockets.
They got D-Book and Jalen Green.
I forgot Jalen. I actually forgot Jalen Green. Like when he got drafted, I thought he was going to be the next like great superstar, like Kobe or like all.
I think he still has potential. He's just
on a bad team. Like the no offense to the Rockets. Like I think KD is going to seriously make that team like better. Like his scoring, KD, in my opinion. I mean, he's my favorite player growing up. I mean, but KD going to that team makes that team so much better of a team. Like his scoring, the way he can score. I mean, the dude can play all five positions. I mean, it's just.
And they just have so many great players overall.
Sengun. Alperen Sengun.
Amen Thompson.
Yep. Amen Thompson. Yep.
Fred Van Vliet, man.
I think he's. Didn't he just get hurt, Fred Van Vliet?
Yeah, he's hurt.
I mean.
But did you see, like, all of their wingspans are like 7 foot or more.
KD's got to have KD's. I think KD's wingspan is at least 7'5".
Yeah, at least.
I love watching KD play, and he's just. He's just so good, man. Like, I mean, you ever seen the movie Thunderstruck with KD?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I wish to get my talent back. Like, that's just Prime Thunder KD was like, no, there's.
I wish he never went to the Warriors. I would have respected him so much more.
But if he didn't go to the Warriors, would Steph have those rings?
No.
No, he would not.
Neither would KD, though. He's a fraud.
I think
KD's a fraud.
You don't like KD?
Nah.
Why don't you like
Snake. He left the team. Like with Russ, they were up 3-1, had a 3-1 lead, right? And then he goes to the team that beat them to come back.
Because he wants
to
win a ring.
I mean, like, there's circumstances. Like, I wish he would have went to any other team but the Warriors to make that.
But could you imagine if Russell Westbrook, KD, Harden, Serge Ibaka?
That's what I'm saying. If they stayed,
and Steven Adams all would have stayed, they win in a ring. They win at least one or two rings. Like, bro, like, and then they all just left, and then. Russell Westbrook had beef with KD. It's just like, I can see why. I mean, I could see why. I mean, if my teammate left to go to the rival team, I wouldn't like him either.
They had a one-of-a-kind friendship, too. Like.
Oh, man. I mean, the Seattle Supersonics, like, they made a good move in drafting KD. Like, who's Greg Oden? Like, bro didn't even last 10 years in the league. Like, if KD was on the Portland Trailblazers, I think he'd be good. I don't think it matters what team KD's on. I think KD would be a good player. Doesn't really matter. But
who do you think's out there for the finals
this year?
Yeah, ooh. Early finals predictions.
Oh, man, it's kind of hard to tell, to be honest. But I'll pick.
I think the East is definitely open with the Haliburton and Tatum injuries.
Okay. Here's the thing. I don't think Haliburton's a superstar yet. I think he's a star. Like, but. I firmly believe if Haliburton didn't get hurt, they would have won
the finals.
I mean, as much as I wanted the Thunder to win, but you got to look at reality here. But they would have won that, and I think Pacers fans know that. If he didn't get hurt, the things he did in 2024 playoffs were just unreal. But
most clutch player I've ever witnessed in my life.
I think the Thunder could go back to the finals.
Yeah, Chet, J-Dub,
Are the Celtics in the Thunder's division, or are they
different? Nah.
I think I had the Celtics,
too. Thunder are in the West, and the Celtics are in the East.
Luka Garza, man, on the
Luka
Celtics.
Luka Garza on the Celtics. Yep, he's going to carry.
I want to see Luka do well.
I hope he starts.
Okay.
Because they traded Kristaps.
They did?
Yeah.
What did they trade him to? Oh, I forgot about that.
But, like, the East is wide
open.
Okay,
so I think their starting lineup is going to be Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum.
Jason Tatum's hurt. His Achilles.
Is he done?
He's out for the season. Well, he said he's not counting it out for the, but like he got hurt in like game 7 or whatever, game 6 in like the Eastern Conference Finals. So like, I think he's out for the
season. Okay, they're not winning it. No. I need to do some research here. I think Thunder will go to the finals, and I think I don't know who's in what division. Like, I just like
there's like no one in the East. I promise you.
So like, who's in the East? No, like the Warriors in the East.
I'll tell you. No, they're
okay,
in the
tell
West.
Me who's in
I'll,
the East.
I'll tell you the comp. Like, right. There's the Knicks.
No,
the Magic.
Nope.
And then like maybe like the Giannis Bucks and the Pistons and the Cavs. That's it.
Okay, maybe if the Cavs stay healthy, I think
because like the rest of the East is just like bottom
so, like,
tier.
The Thunder.
Teams.
The Thunder is like the
West.
All of
the comp is the West.
The Warriors. The Nuggets.
So like. The West is the Lakers, Suns, Clippers, Warriors,
all
Nuggets,
good teams.
Thunder, Timberwolves, Rockets, Grizzlies, Mavericks, Spurs. And the East is just a bunch of like young teams that haven't gotten.
I will predict the Thunder go back and give me some East teams. I need to get an East team here for
76ers, Raptors, Pacers, Cavaliers, Bucks, nope. Pistons.
Okay.
Magic, Knicks.
All right. I think it's going to be Thunder, Cavs, and I think Thunder will win.
In.
I mean, six. Thunder win in six. So
I'm kind of high on the Knicks actually. Jalen Brunson.
My second team, I think the Nuggets could win it, or I think the T-Wolves could win it. So
yeah,
I mean Nuggets. I mean they had the best player in the league. No, like Shea might have won MVP, but like he only got MVP because they felt bad for him 2 years in a row, and we all know Jokic is the best. Like
and voter fatigue too. That's what they
Jokic has been the best player in the league for like past 4 years now, and like he doesn't like. He does like the fundamentals right. Like he's not a flashy passer. He's not a flashy finisher. He doesn't dunk it a lot. He just plays the game at a slow pace, but it works. If you know what I mean. Like he just like I went to a game 3 years ago, I think 2023, and the Nuggets played against the Nets, and Jokic is just like I looked up the scoreboard. I was like, he has 30 points. Like, it seems like he has 15. Like he's just like he plays the game the right way. Like he's not selfish. He passes the ball to his teammates. He gets them open, and he's just a great team player. And I love watching Jokic play. Like a second round pick, man. I mean, what a pick. I mean, what a pick. What a steal by the Nuggets, man. And
dropped it during a
Taco Bell commercial. Man, and it's just the best second round pick of all time is him, man. And he plays the game the right way. And I think he's going to win MVP this year. I really do. I mean, he's just best player in the league.
I think Luka's up there.
Luka's got to win one. Like,
got to win one.
I mean, dude, he's what, 26, 27? I can't believe he's already that young. I remember when Luka was coming into the league and just as a rookie and just like just taking over from day one. And Yeah, so I'll do predictions right now. So MVP, Jokic, obviously. My finals pick is the Thunder. Coach of the year, we got any good coaches? Maybe Ime Udoka for the Rockets, maybe.
Defensive player of the year?
Defense, Giannis. Comeback player of the year, I mean, I don't
even know who's up. Who's been hurt?
Who's been hurt? Yeah, I don't.
No idea. Clutch player of the year?
Tyrese Haliburton.
He's going to be hurt the whole season. He's out.
Oh, shoot. Steph Curry.
Okay.
And then what other awards?
There's one more. I don't know. NBA awards. There's definitely one we're missing.
Sportsmanship.
Like. Nah. There's like a big one. Like, there's like defense player of the year, obviously MVP.
Yeah.
And then clutch player of the year.
Got that.
Sixth man of the year.
Ooh, who's some good sixth man? I know more about like football, but who are some good sixth man? I need to
Peyton Pritchard. He might start though.
He might.
Nas Reed.
Tatum being hurt. Yes, I think Nas Reed. Okay, give me some more candidates, but I need to
hold on
before I just pick Nas Reed. I need to.
I'd pick Nas Reed straight up.
Yeah. I just need to hear some more candidates though before I just go on.
Contention. Let's see who's in contention this year. They got the odds. Let's get the betting odds.
Yeah, let's get it. Let's hear it.
Best odds is Peyton Pritchard,
but he might start though.
Yeah, I think he might start because Tatum's hurt, and then. Still loading. Hold on. Just give it a second. It's being a little,
being a little okay. Weird.
So the best odds is Peyton Pritchard. Then we have DeAndre Hunter on the Cavs.
No.
Naz Reid. Jared McCain. He's going to be hurt. Though. Yeah. Jordan Clarkson. Brad Beal.
Oh,
man. Bradley.
I'm kidding.
He's on
how
the
is
unction.
He coming off the bench, bro? He was a superstar. Like, bro. How?
He's in the unction right now in the LA. Anthony Simons.
Nope.
Ty Jerome.
Who?
PJ Washington.
Who?
And Nikhil Alexander Walker. That's all your betting odds, right?
Who? I'll go Naz Reid.
Yeah, Naz Reid, obviously.
I mean, I know a lot of people here in Iowa are Timberwolves fans, and they want to hear that. So if you're a Timberwolves fan, I will pick Naz Reid to win.
He played on the Iowa Wolves, too.
I remember I was actually at the preseason game when 76ers versus T-Wolves were actually here. I was at the game, and it was good to see Luka Garza play in that game. And so who do you think will win state this year for Iowa High School football? Who do you think?
Iowa High School football, I have no idea who's even up there.
Northwest, my school.
Valley.
You think Valley's going to win?
Did they win last year?
Last year it was Southeast Polk.
Southeast
Polk. State champs.
Oh. Hmm. I think Valley's going to be up there.
You think they're going to be?
Jaden McGregory.
He's not. We locked him down. My Northwest was locked him.
They lost?
Down. No, Northwest won. We're undefeated. We're number one team in the state.
I don't think the Walking Northwest is going to win. I'm just going to be a hater. I don't think they got it.
Why you
got
to hate on my team like that, bro?
I don't think they got it.
Dang, bro. You really don't think we? You don't really
nah,
think
we
we're
don't
gonna
think
win
they're
it?
Gonna, mm-mm.
Why? Why don't you think that?
I just don't want to. I just don't want to be on your side.
Why?
I just don't.
I'm on your side all the time, bro.
I mean, I think they're gonna be runner up.
Who do you think they're gonna lose to?
Valley.
Are you just saying that because of Jaden McGregory
yeah,
and all that?
Low key.
We locked him down though. Like we.
You're not gonna lock him down twice.
I think he's a better defender, but who am I? Who am I to say, man? Like, but yeah, I think so. You think Northwest is gonna lose in the championship?
Yeah.
The Valley.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I hope my Wolves can win it. I mean, I really do. I think. What about 4A? Who do you got?
Who was in 4A?
Like Newton, Pella.
Who won last year?
Who did win it? I need to do some studying.
Yeah, you need to look up on that. There's Boone, Lewis Central.
Lewis Central's always
Mason
good,
City.
Though, too. Mason City.
Xavier.
Xavier's a powerhouse in 4A.
I don't know any of these teams. Fort Dodge. Are they good?
Trayshawn Ross.
Waterloo East.
No.
Iowa City Liberty.
I thought they were 5A. Wow.
Des Moines Hoover last year was
4A. Hey, Theo.
Shout out Theo, man.
Shout out Theo.
Should have won the championship.
Should have. Theo's a great dude.
Like you missed an award, though. Rookie of the year.
Oh, Cooper Flagg.
Obviously.
Clear
winner, man.
Got to pick Cooper Flagg. Yeah, Cooper Flagg, I think he's going to be the best rookie since probably Wembanyama or LeBron. I mean, I think he's going to come in, and I think he's going to change the league for a long time, and I think that he's going to just change the trajectory of the Mavericks because, you know, I don't think I've still gotten over the Mavericks trade of Luka.
Yeah,
like
that was
I know you like the Lakers, but like a sports
that one night that Luka went to the I got that notification. I thought it was April Fool's Day. I'm like that's a lie, right?
I'm not a Mavericks fan, but like, you got to think about this in terms of like sports terms. Like why would you trade away this
25-year-old
five-time
all-star?
Yes.
Like
face of your franchise.
Face of the franchise for the next 10 years.
Exactly.
Like, best player since Dirk.
Oh, 100%.
Like,
why?
And they just trade him away for AD.
Yeah.
In a bag of chips.
No wonder why. Yeah, like, they didn't get anything. AD is injury prone, bro. Like,
I'll say AD is a great player when he's healthy, but that's rare.
I mean, the last time Anthony Davis played a full season was 2020 in the bubble.
And
that season
didn't
really count. But, yeah. And... Like, ever since he left the Pelicans, he really hasn't been the same. Exception being that 2020 season, like, I have hope for AD every single year, but, like, I can't do it anymore. Like, he gets hurt all the time, and it's sad to see it.
And now,
like,
he's going to have to wear Kareem goggles. Did you see that? He said he's going to have to wear the Kareem goggles because he has, like, an eye thing going on.
Is he really?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Man, like, when Anthony Davis came out, like, people thought he was the next Shaq. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, he was so dominant at Kentucky. He was just such a great player. And, like, it's unfortunate.
He literally had more blocks than some teams in college.
That's insane. Like, that is just, like, he was, like I'm going to say this again. Like, he was low-key the next Dwight Howard or the next Shaq or the next, like, great center. And, like, when he was on the Hornets, when he was on the New Orleans Hornets, Sasha New Orleans Pelicans, like, he was a great player, and he was just dominant. He was just so dominant, but he never had that really good superstar around him, right? And then he goes to the Lakers, and he gets injury prone, exception being that 2019-2020 season where that Lakers team was just so good. You know, they had the right pieces. Everybody knew what the role was,
and they just let them all go.
Yep, and poor LeBron, man. I don't know if I can keep doing this with Anthony Davis.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know. I have high hopes for this Mavericks team. I think they can go deep, but it's just not going to be good enough when he gets hurt eventually.
Yeah, like, bro, like, Kyrie's good, obviously.
They got Cooper Flagg. They got D'Lo off the bench. We already said Cooper Flagg.
PJ Washington.
Yeah.
Derek Lively. They got a lot of Duke players on that team. They really do.
And they got Klay, knockdown shooter.
I forgot about that. Klay. People forget Prime Klay was like
61 points, like 13 dribbles.
Yeah, Prime before Klay got hurt, like, he was so dominant, like 3-point like mastery, like he was just so good. And I believe that if Klay didn't get hurt, he would still be Prime Klay. Like, he would not have, you know, like, gotten that injured and fall off. But he's still a good player. I don't think he's the same player that he was, you know, in 2019. You know, for the Warriors dynasty run, but I think he's still a good player. I think he's solid and
still knock down some threes for you.
Yeah, he can he's still get you buckets, but like I just said, he's not, you know, anywhere near he was in 2020. I mean 2015 and 2019, but he's still a reliable player, and you know, can get you some points. And so yeah, I hope the Mavs do well. I like Cooper Flagg. I like the pick.
It's just a really hard West yeah,
like,
conference.
It's kind of hard to cheer for a team that like gave up their superstar. Like, I don't understand like what you were really thinking doing that, bro. Like, I get like picks and stuff, but like it's just the star of your team, man. Like, and how did the Mavs get the number one overall pick? Like, the worst team has to be the script. There's just no way
they get the number one pick and they get the number one pick after trading their star player to the Lakers.
Yeah, but like, here's how it should go. The worst team should get the top 10 worst. So the teams with the worst records, like top 5 or the top 10, that should be the draft order. And then after that, after 10, then you go do a lottery. And then you should do it based on records. Like,
they should do it just like the NFL does it.
Yeah.
The worst record.
Worst team gets the first pick. Best team gets the last pick. Like, that's how.
I mean, like, obviously teams can tank and like, obviously like that might end up bad, but the Mavericks should never get the number one pick.
No.
Being like the worst.
If you trade away your worst, I mean, your best
player. You should not be rewarded for trading away Luka Doncic.
No, heck no.
Like,
you shouldn't be. And I believe that it is scripted. And, you know, I didn't believe that, but now I'm starting to believe that, you know,
every day that goes by.
Yeah. And like, it's just, it's frustrating because, you know, you're the worst team and you want to get, you know, if you're the Wizards or if you're a bad team, you want to get Cooper Flagg, but, you know, a team that made the playoffs and finished eighth in their conference should not be getting the first overall pick. They should be getting the record base. They should be getting the pick based on their record. I mean, I don't think the NBA will change it, but I mean, it's unfortunate for sure. And, I think we need to go to three rounds for basketball. I think the things I would change is obviously, you know, the worst teams having the first pick. They, like, it's just the worst team should have the first pick, and then we should have three rounds. I think that would change that. But, yeah, it's unfortunate. Like, if your team had the worst record, it's kind of hard to tell who's tanking and who's not, because, like, if you don't have a star player in your team, how are you going to know if somebody's tanking? Like, it's just kind of, like, hard to know that. But, yeah, if you cheer for a bad team, I feel really bad for you. Because
feeling sad for those Wizards.
The Wizards or the Pistons or somebody, like a team that doesn't really have a superstar, you know, missed out on a guy like Cooper Flagg or like a Wembanyama or like.
And I'm telling you, all those bad teams that were up in the draft lottery in the Eastern Conference, and they didn't even get a chance at Cooper Flagg.
I'm believing now that there's a script to it. I didn't believe that, but now I'm starting to believe, like, they should just, NBA needs to, like I said, the NBA just needs to do it based on your record and make it so much better, and you wouldn't have people complaining about it. That's it. I mean, that's really what you do. And so yeah, we got the Bears got an off week this week. You know, hopefully we can rest our team, get some starters back, get guys like TJ Edwards, Kyler Gordon back. I think the Bears need this bye week. You know, and we beat the Raiders. I don't know. I'm still sitting here in belief that we won. And Chiefs play on Monday against the Jaguars away on Monday Night Football. So hopefully the Chiefs can do what they did against the Ravens, and hopefully they can dominate and take care of business and get that win. And did you watch the game last night, the Niners and Rams?
Yeah, that was crazy.
I didn't watch any of it.
It went to overtime. My boy Puka Nacua.
Who won?
The 49ers won by a field goal. Oh, it was crazy.
Mac Jones. He's doing, like, I'm telling people this, like, Kyle Shanahan's system is made for quarterbacks to do well. Like, oh, yeah. Sam Darnold went in there, and look what happened to him after he left.
He's a quarterback whisperer.
Brock Purdy. I'm not going to say Purdy's a superstar because I don't think he really is. I think that he's just a system quarterback. I mean, Trey Lance, he wasn't really given a chance.
Nah.
It's just a year. Hey, Trey, go in here and do this. And he just, like, you can't expect a rookie. Same with the Titans. Like, you can't. Well, Levis wasn't bad last year. And they just, like, they let go of him. And he wasn't bad. I mean, I'm going to be honest. He wasn't bad at all. And then it just, what if Cam Ward doesn't work out? Then what do you do then?
You got to go out to another
quarterback? Like, Will Levis, no, I like Will Levis. But he wasn't bad last year. And so, I mean, yeah. If you're the Titans, man, like, what do you do if he doesn't work out? Do you go back to Will Levis, or what do you do at that point? And but yeah, I believe that Shanahan's system is meant for quarterbacks to do well. I mean, look at Mac Jones. I mean, look at him before he was on the Niners. How did he do? He didn't do well at all, right? He was on the Jaguars, and then what team did he go to after that?
Who?
No, he was on the Patriots, and then he was on the Jaguars, Mac Jones.
Yeah.
And he goes to the Niners, and then he does well. So it's kind of like with Sam Darnold, right, how he started his career. He was with the Jets, then he was with the Panthers, then he was with the Rams, I think, Sam Darnold was with. And then he goes to the 49ers. Learns behind Purdy for a year. Goes to the Vikings and does very, very well. So
now he's on the Seahawks.
You got to give credit to Shanahan. I mean, his system works out pretty good for quarterbacks. I mean, if I were quarterback and I wanted my career to – if I wanted to turn my career, I'd want to go learn behind Shanahan, and I want to learn behind Purdy, and I want to learn behind Mac Jones. And I'm telling you, man, that those quarterbacks in those Shanahan system do pretty well. So,
who are your Super Bowl predictions for this year?
I'm going to be real with you. After what I saw for the Chiefs with Worthy back, if Worthy can stay healthy, I think the Chiefs are back to being good. I mean, I'm for real. Like, did you see them against the Ravens? Like,
yeah, they dominated.
They dismantled the Ravens, and Worthy was back. I get that they lost to the Chargers, but you got to realize Worthy was out in like five plays. Like, he didn't play. If Worthy would have played in that whole game, they'd be undefeated right now. And I think the Chiefs, and I don't know about the Eagles, man. Something tells me that they're not going to.
Saquon got that Madden curse lingering on him.
I know. I mean, I don't know. Something tells me that the Eagles aren't gonna go back to the Super Bowl. I don't like the Eagles, man. Like, this push stuff, like, it's annoying. Like, we get any team can do it, but like, you're not gonna do it on every single play, Eagles. Like, you don't do it on every single play. You do it when you need to. Like, it's meant to be on fourth and one, fourth and goal, first and goal, first and 10. Like, but you don't need to do it on every single play. And I think that's what's the annoying part about it, but. Yeah, I think Chiefs, and I think I don't know. Maybe I will take the Eagles. Actually, rematch of last year, and I think the Chiefs will get revenge. I think the Chiefs are. Here's a hot take. I think Mahomes will win MVP this year.
Mm.
I really do. I think Mahomes, with Worthy being back,
I don't think he's up there.
Who do you think will win it?
I think it's either going to be Josh Allen back to back. Justin Herbert was definitely up there for a while, or. I just got Josh Allen back-to-back.
I'm going to be real with you. I think Lamar should have won last year.
I think he should have, definitely.
No offense to Josh Allen. He's a great quarterback, but I think that they gave it to Josh Allen because they felt bad for him, two years in a row losing to Lamar. And like I said, no offense, but I think Lamar should have won it last year. And but, yeah, I think Mahomes will win it. I think that the Chiefs will win their Super Bowl. And, you know, it's good. You know, when the Chiefs are good, the NFL is when the Chiefs are good, the NFL people want to watch them, right? And I get what people are saying. Oh, you know, it's rigged, but like, bro, like, good teams find ways to win in hard situations, right? The Chiefs did that last year. I know that they didn't blow one team out last year, but like, the Chiefs find ways to win. You know, you see teams like my Bears who stumble under pressure and don't find ways to win. Chiefs are good at that, and the Chiefs are finding ways to win. No matter if it's ugly, no matter if it's if they win by 20, they always find ways to win, and they always, you know, get wins when they need to. And so yeah, I think the Chiefs will win it. I think Mahomes will win MVP again, and so yeah.
I think the Packers are definitely up there.
Oh, no.
They're not up there?
I don't like the Packers.
You don't like the Packers at all?
Not ever taking them in anything. So.
Oh, no.
Lions are the best team in our division.
Yeah, I was going to say that. That's who I got
Packers.
Going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, just because you beat the Lions doesn't mean
like
that
I think
the best
they're
team.
Way overrated. Like
who?
The Packers.
Oh, 100%.
I think they're way overrated. They're not like people were when they got Michael Parsons. They thought,
oh
they
my
were
god, we're
going
to be the best team in the league.
Going to the Super Bowl. Like,
bro, it's you're
it's
not.
Just
it's
Parsons.
One player. Like. You have to have good players around him. Like, no offense to the Packers, but Micah Parsons is carrying that defense.
Yeah,
like,
they are. Yeah.
I can't wait to see when the Bears, like, when Ben Johnson comes in and we torch that defense, and we're going to do so many good things to that defense. Like, Packers fans, I remember when they got Micah Parsons, they were like, they were going at Bears fans. It's like, dang, Packer fans, like, you really got to rub it on our face like that? And I just can't wait to see what Ben Johnson has cooked up for the Packers. I mean, it's going to be fun, and can't wait to take him down twice this year instead of one time. Packers, you got lucky last year. The blocked field goal, we don't talk about that, but
I think it's definitely
you
Lions
got lucky.
Or the Eagles.
Yes. I
think that's going to be the
– but
to go to the Super Bowl.
But the main question is can the Lions get over the hump?
Oh, right? Yeah.
They, last year and the year before that, they went to the NFC Championship and it didn't win. And, you know, for the Lions, you know, losing Ben Johnson, losing Aaron Glenn, I think definitely hurts them, but –
they still have a great team.
They still have Jared Goff, Amon-Ra St. Brown,
Gibbs, David Montgomery,
Laporta,
Jameson Williams,
JMO. They still got great players, and so I have no hatred toward the Lions. I really don't mind them. I'll cheer for them when they're not playing against the Bears and or the Chiefs. But So
I think it's definitely Lions, Eagles, and I got the Lions going to the Super Bowl. And then in the AFC, I got the Bills. No competition.
Over the Chiefs?
No competition. Why it's going to be the Bills year.
Give me a reason why.
Josh Allen's been 0-4. He got to win at some point in his career. He got to be the Chiefs. He got to get over the hump at some point. And I think it's his year.
I do think the Bills.
And my reason is, I'm just tired of the Chiefs winning.
I think everybody is.
I don't want to see him in the Super Bowl anymore.
I think everybody is. I think the Chiefs even themselves are tired. Like, they've been in the past few Super Bowls. They've been, these past 2 years, they've been in the Super Bowls. And, like, I think, like, it's hard to win 3 in a row. Matter of fact, win 2.
It's hard to get to 5 Super Bowls.
I don't think people realize how hard it is. Like, this is, it's hard, man. Like, but
like, this is just like the, when the Patriots ran the league.
Oh, Patriots. I mean, for the first 3, people thought, oh, they're done. They're not going to win anymore. And then they just,
dynasty.
And I think the Chiefs are becoming the Patriots. I think the Chiefs are, as much as people don't want me to say this, I think the Chiefs are becoming the next Patriots. I think that they're becoming the next great dynasty. And they're
already tired of them, man.
I think the Chiefs will win 2 more. And then they'll
be 2 more?
Yep. They'll be this year, and then it'll be another year.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. That's a good thing about the NFL is that you never know who can win. And
I think it's definitely Bills, Lions. That's going to be absolute cinema Super Bowl.
Oh, can the Bills finally get over that?
They will.
I still don't understand how you go 4 years in a row and you lose all 4. Like, bro,
man.
How? They should have won 1, but their kicker missed a kick, bro. Like, but
it's okay. They're back this year. He's going to beat Patrick Mahomes. I'm calling it. Hot take.
Okay, that's your opinion, man. Yeah.
Bordello, what do you think? These are the top teams.
Yeah, come on. Let's hear your prediction.
Those are the top 7 right there. Who do you think is going to win out of those?
I'll go with Jaguars.
The Jaguars?
Okay.
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 And then this is the NFC.
I'm just picking what logo I like the best, really.
Just pick whoever has the best logo.
Just wing it.
Seahawks, then.
Seahawks.
Ooh, Seahawks, Jaguars,
Seahawks,
Super
Jaguars,
Bowl.
Super
okay.
Bowl. Cordella Super Bowl.
Okay.
That'd be interesting.
Interesting Super Bowl. Travis Hunter and Trevor Lawrence versus JSN and Sam Darnold. Okay. Okay. I like it. I like it. Not a bad Super Bowl prediction. It's very early on in the season, so we...
Here's the NBA. We got to get the NBA one, too.
Yeah, we got to get NBA.
Okay, here's the... I'll scroll down a little bit, because these are the teams in the East. Who you like out of those?
Go with Raptors?
Oh, Raptors. Oh, Scotty Barnes. And this is the West right here.
My goodness.
She's just picking off
She's
the logo.
She's winging it.
Warriors.
The Warriors.
Hey.
Stephen Curry.
Okay.
Big championship coming soon.
Oh, man. Dude, I used to be the biggest Warriors fan.
Bro,
actually.
The Warriors are so old. They just got Al Horford. You see that? They signed
I did
Al
see
Horford.
That. Bro, he's watched out. How many years is bro? Bro's going to be like Udonis Haslam and play like 20 years in the league, bro. Oh, my gosh.
Bro, they got Steph, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, and Al Horford.
Who?
Oldest team in the league, bro.
How old is Steph? I think Steph's 37.
Let me see.
Steph's 37. I think Draymond's like 34, I think.
Yep.
Is he really?
Steph's 37.
Yep, I knew that. Did you see they just signed
Draymond's
his brother?
35.
They just
yep.
signed.
They signed Seth.
It's gonna
and
be a family
Seth,
legacy.
Seth asked for number 30. And
did he?
Said,
why would he do that, bro? Oh my
he
god.
He said, "Yeah, Curry wouldn't give it to me."
Did
man.
He actually?
Yeah,
why would so you he, ask for your brother's number, bro?
So he said he's gonna wear 31.
Hey, and their then, family don't have to wear mixed jerseys anymore. No. They can just wear, you know, they all can just chill in the bay.
Like
just,
half and half. Like,
yeah. Or their mom can wear. Why would you? I just don't understand. Why would you ask for your brother's number?
That's what I'm saying. Like, bro, he asked for number 30.
Like, bro was like, yo, little bro, can I wear your jersey? No, bro.
Jimmy Butler's 36.
36?
And Al Horford
is 38.
39.
30. Damn, bro. Bro's old.
Bro, their average starting lineup age is like 36.
Damn. Bunch of pickup guys. Jeez. And Steve Kerr, too, is old, too. He's like 60.
It's insane.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't know. Do you think the Warriors dynasty is over, or do you think?
I mean, now that they got Jimmy Butler, there's like 1 to 2 year window.
Bro,
where if they play good enough,
I wouldn't be surprised if Jimmy Butler's hair is like what we've seen the past 3 media days. Like, bro, just wants to be
insane.
The star of the media day. Like the past 2 years,
he
his hair
was like emo 1 year.
Yeah, bro, looked like a girl, bro. Like he.
But I think there's like a 1 to 2 year window where Stephen Curry plays like he has been, and Jimmy Butler gets up.
Oh,
there.
Best shooter of all time.
Yeah,
not even a question.
I mean, they could, but like the West is just. There's just so much competition in the West. I just think it's over.
Is the West like the Thunder and
the Nuggets,
Celtics.
The Lakers? the Mavericks. Mavericks. Spurs.
Spurs could be. Is Wembanyama hurt for the rest of the season?
Nah.
Well,
I think I saw.
He had like blood clots, but I think they got that under control.
Yeah, he's no.
He's
more.
Good. He's good. He's good. Wembanyama's back, guys.
I think
they got De'Aaron Fox too.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think Wemby is the next Kareem. I really do. Like, not just like I'm not just basing it off height wise, but like a little skinny dude like Kareem was. I think he is the next version of Kareem. I think. He's going to break a lot of records, and I think he's going to make that Spurs team a whole lot better. So, what are your predictions for NBA awards?
NBA?
Yeah. I gave you mine. Let's hear yours.
The East, like I said, it's wide open. The East, the 76ers can be good.
No, like finals and rookie of the year. And all that stuff.
The finals, I got the Knicks versus.
Ooh, hot take.
Knicks versus Lakers, obviously.
Who did the Knicks get in free agency this year?
Bunch of nobody, I don't think. But yeah, they kept their core. They got Cat.
I forgot. Brunson. Who's their new coach? Knicks.
I don't know who they got.
I forget.
Let me see. Knicks head coach.
I don't think they should have fired Thibodeau, to be honest with you.
He was fine.
He wasn't the problem.
I think they got Mike Brown.
Oh, yeah. Mike Brown. The Kings never should have got rid of him. Never.
Well, I don't even know. Like, he was never the problem.
Yeah, like, coaches aren't the problem. Like, the players are the ones that are, they're the ones that are getting buckets. They're the ones that are playing. And, like, you're going to blame a coach for that? Because, like.
Actually, the Knicks got Jordan Clarkson.
He's
but like
fine.
The coach is never the problem.
Yeah, like especially they lead you to the playoffs and you just fire them.
Like,
yeah, like especially like when you lead into the playoffs, like Mike Brown did, yeah, and like and you just let him go.
Mike Malone,
Tom Thibodeau. Yeah, like bro,
why would you ever fire Mike Malone?
Yeah, like bro, like it's just there's got to be some behind the scenes stuff that we don't know about. There's always some behind the scenes stuff that we don't know about, but I mean.
But
so
Knicks Lakers finals.
Who do you think?
Lakers in seven.
Yeah. If they can stay healthy.
If not the Lakers, I don't want to be biased. If not the Lakers, then the Thunder.
Okay.
Or the Rockets.
Ooh, you think KD's?
KD's gonna bring them there.
Do you think this will be KD's last
game? Actually, no. I'm a KD hater. What am I saying?
Do you think KD? Do you think this will be his only year with the Rockets?
Nah, I think he's gonna stay at least 2 years.
I think he'll go back to the Thunder for 1 year and then
retire.
Yeah, I
think he should go to the Thunder.
He should go back.
If he goes to the Thunder, he'll gain my respect.
Fans will be like, they burn his jersey. They'll be like, Kevin, I burned your jersey, man, and now you're back? Like,
the Mavericks could, if AD stays healthy.
AD?
Yeah, AD.
He's not
going to stay healthy. Or the Spurs with Wembanyama and De'Aaron Fox, Stephon Castle. But
yeah,
I definitely got the Lakers.
All right, coach of the year.
JJ Redick.
Okay. Are you just gonna say everything Lakers?
No, of course not. Wait, if not JJ Redick, I'd say, who's the coach for the Mike Brown. with the Knicks now?
I mean, he's been to what, three different teams and led them all to. I mean, he was LeBron's coach with the Cavs. He was with the Kings. He won Coach of the Year there. Who did the Kings hire for their coach? I don't know.
It was like the interim coach. They just hired him.
Of course they did. They just got lazy and said, hey, you're going to be our coach. But
MVP, Luka Doncic. If not Luka Doncic.
Bro, just the whole entire Lakers thing, man.
If not Luka Doncic, I'd say who else is even up there?
Jokic?
I don't want to say Shea or Jokic.
Why? Jokic is the best player.
It's just getting old. It's just like the Chiefs. It's old news.
But if he's the best player, he deserves it.
Yeah, but, like, LeBron didn't win it when he was the best player, so, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, voter fatigue and, like, they just...
What do you base MVP off of, like points?
Just the overall player who can carry their team to the...
Jokic did that.
Yeah, but, like, overall player who can carry their team to the playoffs and be the best player on the team. Like, it doesn't even matter about your record. It doesn't matter about... Honestly, it shouldn't matter about your record. Like, you can, as long as you're a playoff team and they brought you to the playoffs.
That's fair. Because, like, once you get to the playoffs, like, it's anybody's game, right?
But
like, it doesn't, one seed's
like, it's always, it always has to be like the one seed or the two seed player that wins the MVP. I don't think it should be like that.
When was the last time, like what seed do you think, like, 4 through 8, do you think that, like, they should win an MVP?
I think as long as you're, like, a top 4 seed, you should be in contention.
Okay, yeah. I agree with that.
So, if not Luka, I'd say Giannis.
Okay. You like Giannis?
I like Giannis. I'm a big Giannis fan.
Why do you hate on KD? I don't think you ever asked that.
I don't like KD.
Like,
man.
Why?
He left. He just left.
But he didn't go to your team, though. He didn't go to Lakers.
I know, but, like, he just up and left for us. I just don't like that.
Who's your favorite Laker besides LeBron? Of all time.
Of all time?
Mm-hmm.
Kobe.
Kobe?
Yeah.
Here, no offense to you, I think Kobe's better than LeBron.
Yikes.
No offense. I think LeBron's a great player. I think LeBron will always be the third best player
of all
time. I'd say
Kobe's a better Laker than LeBron, but not a better player.
How does that make sense? How are you a better Laker?
He's a better Laker. Like, he's done more for the Laker franchise.
Well, yeah, Kobe didn't go to another team. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
If, yeah.
He's just not the better.
What about
player.
Shaq? You like Shaq?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite coach?
Of all time?
No, for Lakers.
The Lakers? Of all time?
I think I know who you're going to say, but...
JJ Redick.
What about Phil Jackson?
Nah, Phil Jackson.
You got Phil Jackson, Frank Vogel, Luke Walton.
They should have never fired Frank Vogel.
No, they never should have.
Like I'm saying, it's always the scapegoat for him.
No, like once they have one bad year, oh, you're gone. Like, didn't the Lakers make the playoffs like four straight years in a row, and then they just once they don't make one playoff. Oh,
it wasn't even. Honestly, it was like AD's fault for getting injured all the time.
It kind of is, to be honest with you. And, like, the game now is just so changed. Like, you see, like, back when MJ played, like, defense was more relied on. Defense was more heavy. And, like, you can scheme around teams. But now, like you touch somebody, like little. Like, you touch somebody, like barely. Oh,
Shea Bonte's at the free throw line.
Hit what?
Shea.
Who is?
Shea.
Oh, right now?
No. That's what I'm, like, Shea's always at the free throw line because he's always foul baiting.
No. And, like, no offense to LeBron, but, like, he does that all the time, too. Like, he flops a lot. Like, I think LeBron's a great player. Like, I'm not hating on him. I'm just saying, like, I just noticed a lot LeBron's, like, flopping and, like, he takes, like, a long time to, like, get up and, like, you know, all that stuff. But, like, I'm not a LeBron hater. I don't hate on him. I think LeBron's their best player of all time. And so, yeah.
But let me do the rest of the awards. Defensive player of the year, Wemby.
You think so?
Yeah.
Who did I say?
I think you said Giannis.
I think it'll be Giannis or Wemby.
I think he definitely would have won Defensive Player of the Year last year.
If he didn't get hurt. I agree.
He led the league in blocks, and he was doing good in steals. Clutch Player of the Year, Brunson. Jalen Brunson.
Okay, yeah.
What else? Rookie of the Year, Cooper Flagg.
Obviously.
Sixth Man of the Year, Naz Reid.
Yeah.
Easy choice. And I think that's covered all of them.
What about Coach of the Year?
Oh, I said that. The Mike Brown of the Knicks.
I thought you said J.J. Redick.
No. Oh. That was my second choice.
Okay. I thought you were going to go full Lakers heavy here.
Nah.
So who, what about for MLB? Who do you got for awards?
Awards?
I'd say
NL MVP, Shohei, obviously, and then Kyle Riley.
Yes.
I think he definitely should win it.
Kyle Riley should. I like Judge, but I think Kyle Riley deserves to win it. No hate on Judge. I like Judge. He's a good player, but... Kyle Riley deserves it, and the things he's done this year are we've never seen before for a catcher. And so, yeah, he deserves to win. How about is there a manager of the year for MLB? I don't know if
I have no idea.
I mean, how are you a good manager? All you have to do is write lineups and
manage.
Yeah, all you do is just change your pitcher and just write lineups. But like, I don't know how you are a good manager. But who does gotta look up who Clark County has today? We gotta see how Theo's doing.
Clark County.
If you look up Clark County OCO football schedule.
Let's see who Theodore Evans got.
Theo Evans, man. What a great dude. Great
September, dude. No, it's October 3rd. Homecoming game today.
Oh, yeah, against Roosevelt?
No, Clark County's homecoming game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At Clark County against, doesn't say.
Doesn't say?
And doesn't say who they play.
How do they have the homecoming? They don't know who they play.
They have it's just homecoming, guys.
Yeah, it's against don't say. Like, doesn't say, like.
Against Woodward Granger.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know where that is. But come on, Theo. Theo, gotta get a dub.
Right now.
Gotta get a dub, Theo.
We gotta get to 500 again.
Come on, Theo. Let's I have all the respect in the world for Theo. He's a great dude, great coach, and I want his teams to succeed. So, yeah. So where did you go to high school, Juan?
Grandview Christian.
Oh, that's in Des Moines, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Is that Catholic or?
Christian.
Oh, yeah.
Baptist.
So, like, are you guys, like, 3A or, like, what? I think you guys are 3A, actually.
I think so. That sounds right.
Are you guys, like, you guys are in Des Moines, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, do you guys play, like, East and Hoover and Lincoln and all those schools? Or, like?
I'm pretty sure. I was too busy trying to figure out what's happening.
So, is that, like, downtown Des Moines, or is it like in the Des Moines, like West Des Moines area? Like,
it's close to the West Des Moines area. I think.
It is. Is it close to like any of the Des Moines high schools, or like Roosevelt, East, Hoover, Lincoln?
It's close to Seidel-ish.
Yeah, I know where Seidel is. I think Seidel actually is like in. I think it might be in Ankeny. Because like when I drive here, I see Seidel, like the sign to go into Seidel.
They're class 2A.
They are, yeah. Granby Christian.
Yep.
Yeah. I think they're undefeated actually. To be honest with you,
they're 3-2.
Yeah.
Who did they lose to? Let's check in on
their schedule. They won against I-35.
Where the heck is who?
I-35. The energy. They lost 21-20 against Greene County.
Ooh,
and Greene then they County. Just lost 7-6 against someone.
7-6?
7-6.
Oh my gosh, bro.
Against the Woodward Granger. That's a
hey, County. Theo. Theo's got it. Come on, Theo. But do you guys even have a football stadium or like?
No, we partnered with Seidel for their football.
Oh, so you share? Stadium.
Yeah, because ours got way too small and our team got too big for it. Because the school's just been growing and growing over the years.
That's kind of like Waukee, to be honest with you. Like, we don't share a stadium. Like, I couldn't imagine sharing a stadium with somebody, bro. Like, no offense, but like, I think it's just kind of weird because like, you don't have your own stadium and like, it's just weird. You know what I mean? Like, the Mediacom Stadium. Like, I get that they built it for like all of Des Moines schools, but like,
not all the Des Moines schools are building their own stadium.
Yeah. Like, yeah. There's no point in building, like, spending they all that money when you have Drake Stadium right there. Like, I told my dad, this is like, what's the point of building a brand new stadium when Drake is already right there and you can play right there? There's just no point. And if you're going to build your own stadium, there's no point either. Like, that's just a waste of money. Like, if you're not going to use a stadium, don't build it. Like, it's just common sense, man. Like, but yeah, I've been to Hooversfield, and actually, it's like McCrane Stadium.
Yep.
McCrane Stadium, man. It's a good stadium. Like, no offense to Hoover, but that stadium's a good stadium.
And now they're getting a track.
Like,
and they
just,
can run.
Just a track?
No, they're getting turf, and then they're getting a track. So they
and
can
they don't
run,
even have a football team.
Nope, they can run track meets now.
Doesn't make any sense.
They said JV in eighth grade is going to play on that football field. That's about
But not varsity?
Nope. What?
See, that doesn't make any sense.
Because varsity's going to go to the Drake.
Why do you think Hoover doesn't have a team? What do you think it is? It's just like...
No one even, like, even especially me, like, I never wanted to go out because we never had the talent or, like, this talent doesn't want to go out to play.
I feel you.
And they just don't feel like they're going to get, like, spotlight or anything. Like, there's no reason to go out if we're not going to be good. Like,
yeah.
The mindset is, like, we're just going to be 0-9. We're not going to get a win anyway. So,
but like,
why
Des Moines North is like that, too. Uh-huh. Like, Des Moines North could very easily say, hey, we don't want to go out for football. Let's just not have a team. Like, but... I mean, I think you guys would beat North. I mean, I really like if North can have a football team. No offense to you guys, like if North can have a football team and have a bad record, I think you guys can have a football team too. And I just think like not enough, like you said, like not enough people go out. Right? They don't
or like they don't get enough people to like feel it or like want to play sports. They just like keep to themselves.
So like what's even, different from them from like East or Hoover just kids are just more motivated or like Lincoln or Hoover or, like
because like. Honestly, I would relate Hoover to North, and like it's like the similar schools, and North gets people to go out, but like I just don't understand why Hoover kids don't want to go out.
I think they want to go. I think they want to go out. I just don't think it's like they don't have like the talent. They know that. Like, but like, I mean, like I was saying, like you can't blame Theo. Like it's not his fault. Like when you're coaching at a school that kids don't want to go out for football, you're not gonna have a team, right? It's just the reality of it.
Like, or like even when the kids go out, they just don't have.
They're not talented.
Yeah, and they don't have the system or support around them to even be good.
And like and even if they do go to the school, they transfer. Like Jaden McGregory was at North, and he came to Valley, and then they get coached better, and then they get offers.
They realize they're better than what their record is.
Yeah, exactly.
Or like they realize that they shouldn't be around all this Hoover North.
Exactly.
So they go to like these big schools and then get recognition, get their stars, and then
do you know what the biggest Des Moines school is in terms of enrollment?
The biggest Des Moines school?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Hoover.
You think it is?
I think it is.
I thought it was Roosevelt.
Lincoln? What?
Yeah, my uncle went to Lincoln, so
biggest.
I think it's Roosevelt actually. It might be. I think it actually is Lincoln. Now that you say that, I think it actually is Lincoln. Now that I think about it,
I don't know.
Actually, wait, yeah, because I was looking at enrollment. I'm pretty sure some of the main schools are bigger than Waukee. So I think.
Yeah, I think it's Lincoln.
I think it is Lincoln actually. I my uncle went there, so you know we, yeah, and it's just yeah.
Because DMPS overhaul has 31,000 students. Like all the five DMPS.
That's like Waukee's population.
Exactly.
That's crazy. Actually, I think Waukee's bigger than that, which is crazy. But yeah, I mean, the more, like you said, like, it's just, you can't compete when you don't have talent, right? It's kind of hard to go out to get a team when kids aren't motivated to go out. And like I said, like when we had those Tim DeWine team, he makes football camps there, kids, they signed up. It was free. I think we had over 400 kids go to that. And like anywhere that we had that camp out, we wanted them to do well. And it's just unfortunate that, like, you know, you think that when a camp like that would, that, you know, big names like that would come to Hoover, that they would want to go out. But I mean, it's, you, at the same time, like, you can't get mad at the kids, but, like, you know, you can't, you can't really do anything about it. It's just reality. And, you know, it's just
like, is their choice if they want to go out or not? Yeah, but, like, it's, that just,
you can't force a kid to go out.
That, like, just, like, defines the season if kids are going to want to go out or not.
Yeah. Cause I'm like, all of the moisture is going to look at Hoover and say, they don't want to go out. Like, and I mean, North could very easily do the same, but I mean, North is, I mean, but yeah. Theo, man.
Shout out Theo.
Theo Evans.
Get that homecoming win tonight.
Yeah. Come on, Theo. We believe in you. Got it. We wish Theo nothing but the best, and you got to get a win for us, man. Me and Jaden here are cheering for you and want you to do well. So
it takes what it takes.
I know. Theo's a good coach. He just needs to have a good opportunity. Needs to have good players around him. So,
yeah. On the WNBA finals start tonight.
Do they really?
Yep.
Aces and
Aces
five.
Mercury.
I think Aces and five.
Aces and three. Honestly,
they're sweeping.
No competition.
Asia Wilson's best player in the league. I mean,
she got so many great players around her.
Yeah.
Jackie Young, Chelsea Gray. Jew Lloyd.
I mean, they had great players last year, and then they just... Oh, yeah. I don't even know
what happened to them.
They just...
It's just like the Chiefs this year, like, at the
no,
start.
No, but except they went yeah. to... Chiefs went to the Super Bowl, and the Aces just... No, I mean, I like the Aces coach. Becky Hammon's such a great coach, and, I mean, they... Yeah, ever since they got in Asia Wilson, she's just been, like, the Jokic of the NBA, just been winning MVPs, and...
I just don't like the Mercury, because they got DeWanna Bonner, and she's the one that quit on the Fever.
Yeah, she's just like, I quit.
Yeah, I just don't want to play here anymore. You know, I'm just gonna go to the Mercury.
I don't like DeWanna Bonner either. I don't like her. I don't. When the Fever signed her, I liked it, and then she didn't play.
I liked it, and then
she didn't play like two games. She's like,
well,
oh, I'm done.
No, it's the fact that she was coming off the bench, and she's like 37 years old.
Yeah, like,
obviously you don't have what you used to have.
Yeah, like, I don't know why, like, you're getting mad. Like, you're not
like
the player
you're
you
used to be. You're
not gonna
start anymore.
Exactly.
You're gonna come off the bench, and you're gonna have a good bench role.
Exactly. Like that.
I don't know. Like, she got.
You
off
have to know your
because
role.
she wasn't gonna start. She wasn't gonna get her minutes like she used to.
Just
but
because,
like,
you started on the, like. And I think she played for Stephanie White at the Connecticut Sun. And just because you start on her system and one team doesn't mean you're starting on another team. Like, there's so,
like, you're aging. You're getting washed.
Yeah, you're 37 years old.
You gotta realize that you don't got what you used to have.
No, and you're a good role player. That's your role. When you sign a contract with the team, you have to know your role, and you have to execute that. And if you don't like it, then shouldn't be there. You should, you know.
Like, just that's just like Russell Westbrook. Like, he came off the bench for the Nuggets, and he did amazing in his role.
Exactly.
He played behind
Jamal
Murray.
He's not what he used to be, but he's still a good player.
He played, like, in the playoffs last year, he did amazing in his role.
For like, sure.
He realized that he's not the player he once used to be. He's not going to be an MVP candidate anymore.
Exactly.
But he's going to be a bench role player.
I mean, he's still a good player. He's not like prime Russell Westbrook, but he's not bad. I mean, he's not a bad player at all. But, yeah, so.
Is that all we got?
I mean... I don't know. Yeah, so.
You don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
anything you want to say, Cordella?
No, I was so lost during that whole
conversation. You want to shout anybody out? Any shout-outs real quick?
Grandview Christian.
Hey, shout out Grandview Christian. Shout out Waukee Northwest, man.
Shout out Des Moines, Roosevelt, Hoover,
yep.
Husky, Rough Riders.
And
man.
Also shout out Theo Evans. Hopefully you get a
shout
W
out Theo
tonight
Theo.
On homecoming. You got to get that win, man. And, wait, did you graduate in 2025? Or?
Yep, last year.
Yeah, I graduated in 2025 too. So, 2025 graduates, man.
2024
crazy.
Graduate though.
Yeah, yeah, you're older. You're older, but
I'm a little unk.
Yeah, you are. What does that even mean?
I'm unk.
People say that. What does that even mean?
I'm hitting unk status, man.
No, like, what does that even mean?
Like uncle.
Like uncle.
Like I'm getting unk status.
So if I were to go up to my uncle and say unk, he would be okay
no,
with that.
No, but that is an unk. Like, that is your uncle.
Like, I hear people say that all the time. Like, do you know what it means? Like, do you just, like...
Dang, like, your unk. Like
I hear people say that all the time, like, on the internet.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't understand, like, what it means. Like...
Yeah, I've heard
you
it.
Want me to, do you want me to define it?
Yeah, yeah, define right, unk for me.
Let me get the Urban Dictionary definition. I need the Urban Dictionary definition.
Yeah.
I got you.
Because I've seen it, people say it, and I have zero idea what it means.
All right. Nope, that's not...
Who even created that saying? I want to know. I want to call that dude up.
Apparently we're too young.
Yeah, we are too young. People they don't understand.
I would know because I'm unk.
Yeah. Wait, what's unk age? Like 19? I'm going to be 19. I'm going to be 19.
Unk status.
And March 13th this year, I'm going to be 19. So I'll be unk status. Woohoo. I'm unk status.
Okay, Unkstad is someone who was it defines it as someone who is above 18.
18.
Unkstad is someone who was above the age of 18.
Are you 18 or 19?
Or just 18. Turned.
Are you? Were you born in 06 or?
06, yeah.
Oh, so you're
19
right.
December.
Oh, dang. So she's going to be Unkstad. I'm going to be the only one in this room that's not Unkstad.
Someone that's above the age of 18 or just around 18, yet is still surrounded by people younger than them. What does that even mean?
What does that mean, bro?
I'll define it for you. It's like just unk. Like you're just hitting unk.
What up,
like
unk?
You realize you're maturing. You're getting old. Like
are you?
You're in your adult ages.
What is an adult age? What would you define as an adult age?
I would define it as like 20 or 21.
The age you can drink.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think it should be 18, but
unk.
But like if you can like serve in like the war and stuff and like do all this stuff, yeah. I think you should be able, like you're pretty much an adult like at 18. Like you should, but. Or we should be 18 or 19, not 21. Like, but I mean,
it is what it is.
You
man.
Can't do anything about it. But
it is what it is.
It is what it is. Gotta follow rules. Just yeah. Shout out Theo, man. Hopefully you
shout
get a dub.
Shout out Theo.
Shout out Grandview Christian. Yep.
Thank you for joining us, Cordella.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us,
Ben.
Yep.
JJP. Back. Signing off.
See ya.
See ya.
Hold on, I gotta
bro, gotta sign all in, right. Bro.
Shout out Cordella. Shout out Theo.
See
shout
ya.
Ball Knowledge Ben.
Shout out Joaquin Northwest, too.
Shout out Des Moines, Roosevelt, Hoover, Husky, Rough Riders.
Yep. Grandview Christian.
Yep.
Signing out.
Go Thunder.
Oh, man.